Before we partake, I just want to read here from Mark 14, four simple verses, verse 22 to 25, that tell us what this is about. Put in men's hands, they're going to complicate everything. And there are a lot of questions and discussions and debates about the Lord's table and how to partake and who, what, and when. I liken it to the old days when you used to dial a station on your radio and it wasn't quite on. You get all kinds of frequency noise, and all you wanted was to be able to at least just hear a clear sound. There's a lot of frequency noise around the Lord's table today, and what we have to do is, by God's grace, hear the clear sound. What we're about here is simple. There's no music playing. There's no emotionalism. That's not it. Think here of when the Lord, it says in verse 22 of Mark 14, as they did eat. What were they eating? They were eating that final Passover. That was to be done away now, fulfilled, finished. In fact, if you looked at that old Passover table, on it was a lamb roasted, and there were bitter herbs. And then there was unleavened bread, and there was the wine. You say, well, what happened to the lamb? Well, Christ is the lamb. He's fulfilled. What about the bitter herbs? There's no more suffering. He bore it away. So what's left? The unleavened bread and the cup, the wine. These represent his body and his shed blood. How simple. But even today, people say, yeah, but we still need a picture. So they got artists designing pictures of a so-called Jesus. None of that the Lord left by way of instruction. That's idolatry. You look around this building, there's no symbols. There's no wooden cross. There's no picture of a so-called Jesus. We don't want physical impressions of who he is. The only impression we need is what this word has to tell us. So that's what this we hold in our hand represents, a picture of Christ. The only picture he's left for us. It says here that Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it. That's why we have it broken here. It comes in a bigger portion, but broken. And gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. If you take a look at that bread that's in your hand right now, it's not to fill the belly. That's not its purpose. It's a picture. And in it, I see bread without any leaven, because leaven makes it rise. Leaven in Scripture represents sin. There was no sin in Christ. He was the sin bearer. He bore the sin, but he was charged with the sin of his people, but there was no sin in him. So unleavened, but then I look here and I see, looks like it's been roasted with fire. But through the fire. That's what Christ's body was as he went to that cross, bearing the sin of his people, for whom the Lord had charged him as that surety. He bore the wrath. So it's not a light thing to hold this in our hand. But he gave it and notice, blessed it. And then he took the cup. When he'd given thanks, again, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And notice, he said unto them, this is my blood in the New Testament. That word testament is just like we have a will and testament. That means there have been some people named in there as beneficiaries. And it's new in that Christ would newly ratify by his death. Everything up to that point was forward-looking. But when he paid the debt, it was paid, the New Testament. But notice, in my blood. You see, we could sit and celebrate Christ's perfections until eternity, and it would be true, but it required him to be obedient unto death. That's why this cup is so vile. It's his righteous obedience that he worked out in a body, in the flesh. That's what the bread represents, but also his blood shed, represented here by this wine. And notice, which is shed for many. Actually, in the original, the many. Not for everybody. Christ didn't have everybody gathered around this table. This was for those that he came and shed his blood to save. Just like Judah, being that surety. It wasn't for everybody in the world. It was for those that were of his lineage, given of his father. Verily I say unto you, verse 25, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine. Aren't you glad there's not a period there? Because drinking of the vine means fellowship. But Christ wasn't saying, I'm not going to drink any more of this vine with you. But he says, until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Now, there's the question. Is that kingdom still future or is it now? If it's still future, some earthly kingdom in the sweet by and by, then let's just lay this cup and bread down right now because we would be partaking without his presence. But the good news is that when he rose from the grave, he was seated upon that throne of David. It's the way the apostles wrote about it in Acts. And he's ruling and reigning right now. His kingdom is now. He's in the business right now from heaven of calling out everyone that he has redeemed. And guess what? When we sit and partake, he's present with his people, with those for whom he paid the debt. I don't know about you, but that's good news because he's the one that's at the table of honor here, not anybody else. It's the Lord's table. So let's thank him and then we'll partake. Gracious Father, I thank you for this memory that you have left us, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. How simple and yet how profound. We hold in our hand a picture of Christ in his body and in his blood, both necessary that you might be a just God and Savior, and him having satisfied all of your just requirements, we can enjoy that fellowship that comes through what he's accomplished. So as we partake, give us grateful hearts, and may our eyes ever be upon your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.